Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about our need to watch out and to pay attention to the things that God is doing around us and in us and through us, and to pay attention to the things that, well, sometimes trip us up, to pay attention to other people, to pay attention to the schemes of the enemy, that we're not caught off guard. And so we've talked about a variety of those throughout the week. We've talked about watching out for greed and how it sneaks into our life and takes over. We've talked about watching out for deception and things that aren't quite what they appear, and the schemes of the enemy to take us down a path that is different from the one that we desire and are looking for. To watch out for division and the things that get between us and other people, the things that get between us and God and cause a divided body. Watch out for destructive behavior and the way that we kind of pick at each other until we're devoured. And today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week talking about watching out for temptation. And it's all around us. And the enemy uses almost anything imaginable to tempt us to step away from God, to tempt us to be less effective than God has created us to be. To tempt us to be indifferent. Obviously, to tempt us to sin. And the way that we do that isn't always as blatant or as obvious as we think it might be. And as we watch out for temptation, I want to take a look at the Galatians verse 6, or Galatians 6, verse 1. He says, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourselves, or you may also be tempted. So many times we notice sin around us. We notice others who are caught up in sin, who seem to be living a life that follows the path of sin. And we do one of a variety of things or some combination of that. Sometimes we just ignore it. We turn our head and think, well, I'll pretend I didn't see it. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to create hard feelings between us. However we justify it, we simply ignore the sin and pretend that it's either we pretend it's not sin or we pretend it doesn't exist. Sometimes we condemn it, and in reality, the way that we do that, sometimes we condemn the person. We're very judgmental, and that's the thing that kind of drives this wedge of hypocrisy label. And so we see the sin, and we treat the person badly, and we reject them because we're not quite sure how to help them. We're not quite sure how to address it without getting caught up in the ugliness of it. And so we treat it, we treat the sin with, well, sometimes with indifference, but we treat the person with rejection. Now, the way God has called for us to react is one that restores the person. And in order to restore the person, we can't simply ignore it and turn our head and allow it to continue. We can't condemn the person in a way that rejects them completely. We have to take elements of grace and mercy and forgiveness, of correction and discipline, and weave them together with the help of God's Spirit in a way that restores gently, that brings them back into full fellowship. And sometimes they're missing the fellowship of believers because of the guilt of the sin. Sometimes because the rejection of people. Often because of a combination of the two. But it says, you who are spiritual and sometimes we get tripped up over that, and when it gets difficult, well, that's not me. I'm struggling myself. Well, the good news is that being spiritual doesn't really depend on us as much as it depends on God's Spirit leading us. And you who are willing to be led by God's Spirit, you who are following God's Spirit, you who are desiring God's Spirit to lead, ought to restore those who are caught up in sin gently. And in the midst of that is the warning to watch out. You see, when we're involved in restoring someone that's caught up to sin, there's an element of involvement in their life. The gently part calls us to listen and to have compassion and to show mercy. And, well, there's a reason they're caught up in sin. It's because they were tempted. It's because they were allured by some aspect of it. There was something that looked pleasurable, looked desirable. And God says to watch out that those things don't entice us while we're in the process of restoring gently. I think of Adam and Eve and the serpent tempting Eve and making the disobedience to God, the eating of this fruit, to be a desirable thing. And Eve telling Adam that what the serpent said sounds reasonable, it sounds good, it sounds good for us. It looks desirable, it sounds desirable. And so they're both caught up in sin. And we recognize that sin spreads when we are caught off guard. And so we discover anecdotes that sound like everything went well, sounds like everybody had a good time, sounds like there was no harm done, doesn't really sound that bad. In fact, it sounds rather desirable. And so we see the body of Christ, because we see the individuals gradually slip toward a permissiveness because it looks desirable. And we discover that we're not restoring others gently. We're getting caught up in the activities of sin that God would warn us to avoid. And we look at something as simple as a speed limit sign. And I know, we say, well, what's the big deal about that? Everybody does it. Well, God says to obey the governing authorities. And the governing authorities have posted these little rectangular signs here in the country I live in with numbers on them that says you should not drive faster than this number on this particular roadway. And yet, for a lot of reasons, it looks desirable to do so. And we may drive something close to the speed limit and be comfortable with that. And all of a sudden, we recognize that the people are going past us. They're getting to their destination quicker than what we are. And nothing's happening. They're safe. They're not being punished. They're not receiving any form of correction. And obviously, it's not our job on the roads to correct the sin of the drivers around us, the disobedience, the speeding. But in that illustration, we are often easily enticed. Maybe I'm just speaking about myself, but we're easily enticed to join them. Because it begins to look desirable. It begins to look agreeable. And while that may or may not sound like a big deal to you, and you may think, what a petty thing to talk about, I'm not here condemning how you drive. I'm trying to use an illustration we can all identify with that illustrates a bigger problem when it comes to sin. Because there are things that people are involved in that lead us to death. And we have to watch out that we're not enticed by the things that enticed the other person. And individuals that are caught up in greed and lust and envy and jealousy and have done so because something enticed them in that direction. And as we seek to restore them and allow God to correct them, sometimes we get a glimpse into what drew them into that direction, and God says to watch out. When Cain kills Abel and God confronts him, God tells him to watch out that sin is crouching at his door and wants to devour him. And as we seek to restore others to a full fellowship with God, a full fellowship with one another, after sin has broken that fellowship, God says to watch out. Don't get caught up in the sin. Instead, get caught up in the restoration. Do spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love desires to see us restored with you, to see us restored in relationship with one another. And we recognize that sin is the thing that has separated us from you. It's the thing that separates us from one another, and we are drawn into that by things that seem appealing to us. Sometimes through ignorance, but many times through the deceit of the enemy that makes the sinful activity look like it's pleasant, looks like it's desirable, looks like it brings a satisfaction that nothing else would. And we fail to see the end leads to death. And so God, as we notice the people in our lives, the people in our families, the people in our church body around us that are caught up in sin, may we be careful in how we deal with that. May our focus be on restoration, about seeing them restored to you, restored to us, to one another. But may we constantly be on guard against the things that tempted them. May we be aware that we are not above temptation. We are not stronger than the enemy, but you are. So God, help us to be those who are spiritual, those who are seeking to be led by your Spirit, who allow your Spirit to lead and fill us fully. And may that Spirit-filled person that you've created us to be and that you've enabled us to be by the power of your Spirit, may that person be involved in restoring gently those who have given in to temptation, who are caught up in sin. And may the Spirit that leads us help us to see the traps of the enemy, that we would not only that we would avoid the sin that they've been caught up in, but that we would also avoid the sins of pride and arrogance and things that make us think we're the Savior. So God, protect us. Help us as we seek to reflect Jesus well. God, today I pray for the many throughout this country I live in who are experiencing a mess of life due to tornadoes, through disasters that have spread across so many parts of the United States. I recognize that there are people all around the world dealing with their disasters that have affected them as well. And I pray for those that are suffering. I pray for those that are helping. And God, may you provide individuals who will stand up and provide that help in the name of Jesus. May those times of suffering be times of openness to seeing Jesus at work through the lives of people. Father, for every one of us, I pray that today would be a day that we represent Jesus well. That we are on guard, we are watching out. That we're paying attention to Jesus. That in all that we do and all that we say, in the way that we interact with others, may we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.